Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fillion from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. In a fascinating story with a local and international angle, we reported how on the 26th of January in Anchorage, Alaska, prophetic artist Rachel Majorano heard the Lord say, "It's time for the awakening and unlocking of Africa." She said God then prompted her to finish a painting of Africa that she had started in 2021 by adding a working lock and key to the artwork, and the scriptures Isaiah 43:19, Matthew 16:19, and Romans 16:20. 16,000 kilometers away in Johannesburg, another Rachel, chartered accountant Rachel Kalidas, learned of the painting and invited the artist to present it on the stage at the upcoming Awakening South Africa National Day of Prayer and Repentance at the FNB Stadium, which she is organizing. She said her life took an unexpected turn in 2022 when Apostle David MacDonald, a South African ministry leader based in America, called her out of a crowd at a church conference in Johannesburg and prophesied that she would be a Daniel who would impact the future of South Africa. Last year, she received a call from the Lord through dreams and prophetic confirmations to arrange the stadium prayer day on the 22nd of March this year. Last week, Rachel Majorano sent Rachel Kalidas an account of how she came to do the Unlocking Africa painting, which she started in 2021 at a time that she was interceding for a missionary team which her church had sent to Africa. As she worked on her painting of a topographical map of Africa, she saw the movement of snakes and other creatures. Then she had a vision of Jesus' foot crushing the head of a snake. As she painted Jesus crushing the snake, peace came over the map and the land began to sing again, she said. She said that in January this year, Apostle David MacDonald came to minister at their church in Alaska. While they were praying over his feet, two of them had the same vision, confirming his heel crushing the head of a snake. When she learned that David was attending a prayer gathering in Johannesburg in March, she asked him to take the painting to the event. On the 26th of January, she said she heard a lock sliding open and over as the key was turning. Rachel Kalidas said she was encouraged to hear that a prophetic artist in Alaska was sensing it's Africa's time for being awakened and unlocked, just as the Lord has been showing her and others in South Africa. She said that the Prayer Day Steering Committee members are currently hard at work mobilizing South African prayer networks and Christian leaders to come together for this one objective of revival and spiritual awakening. In a sequel to our report on the Unlocking Africa painting, Jacques Malan of Father's Voice told Gateway News that when he saw our report, he knew he had to share a prophetic word and vision he had received from the Lord. This week, we report on his word about God inviting us into authentic intimacy that will unlock his glory. In part three of a monthly column by UK charity Naked Truth on understanding and breaking free from the harms of pornography, the authors say that when they started their ministry in 2014, it was taboo to mention the P word in churches. On the flip side, society largely viewed pornography as harmless entertainment. But over the past decade, society's perception has shifted. They write, "Society seems to be waking up to the porn problem, but has the church kept pace? Christian neuroscientists and educators have been instrumental in raising awareness, but many churches still avoid the topic. A 2024 report reveals that only 1 in 10 U.S. churches offer support for those struggling with pornography. In South Africa, the number is likely even smaller. Silence remains the norm, but it's time for the church to break it." The article includes information on resources available to equip church leaders to address the issue effectively. There is also info on a conference in Cape Town in March where there will be training to help church leaders to tackle the issue. You can read more on these stories as well as other God stories on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News Page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.